world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I'm going to try to stay focused today. You know, I told you a couple weeks ago, remember, we're in the crucible. Lord, let the words of our lips and meditation of heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Be glorified through us in Jesus' name. Amen. Huh? Yeah. I told you we're in the crucible. And I got up this morning. I started searching for stuff. There's so much stuff going on from a spiritual standpoint. And the average person sitting in the pew has no clue. Why? Because pastors don't have any clue. Maybe I'll dive into that. Say, Coach, you're always beating on the pastors. Dang gone. I was a football coach my whole life. If we didn't score a touchdown, fans blamed the coach. Didn't blame the players. They blamed the coach. Ain't he coaching those guys? Isn't he teaching them how to tackle and block? Isn't he coaching them? And that's what I'm saying. Isn't anybody coaching them? Coaching the people? What's going on? Anyway, feel pretty good, but I got a lot on the table today. Want to talk about. Let me get this out of the way. Monday night, 6:30. Anybody locally here? We're having a rededication of Sky High. And because the demons have been coming down Route 40 across America, we've been staking. We're just going to kind of rededicate that area. Anybody wants to join us, 6:30 on, get my mind going, is on rededication of Sky High. That's what we're calling it, a rededication of Sky High, but it's not a rededication of Sky High. But that's what we're going to do, okay? And we'd love for you to come. We've got some, going to have some food. But please let me know. If you're coming, let me know. Let me know. With personal Sky High, our nation, our earth, we're going to pray and fellowship and just have a good time. So if you're anywhere close, we'd love for you to be able to come. Please let me know so we can figure out what kind of food we're going to have, okay? It's only going to be probably an hour long. It gets dark 6:30, gets dark at 8 o'clock, and a little later than that. But anyway, we're trying to do it in the evening so people get off work and come rather than, earlier on a weekend or whatever. Okay. So put that, I got hiccups. Put that on your calendar. And let us know if you're coming. Okay. That's Monday. Thank you, Mel, for putting that on your website. Put that in the chat so people can follow it. And hey, Spence, put an email in there for me that they can contact me directly if they want. It's ptsalt@gmail.com. ptsalt@gmail. Just text me, I'm coming. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Come, boom, boom. And it's, I got to hang on here. I got to do this right. Saturday morning, we're going to Stay Awake America tour. Can you pull that up, Spence? I think I gave it to you. I got so much stuff going on. Stay Awake America tour is in Washington, D.C. this weekend. We're going to be there. I'm speaking, just found out this morning, speaking at 10:30 on Saturday. It's Saturday and Sunday. And of course, they're having the rededication of America, all that stuff on Sunday, yada, yada, yada. That's where we're going to be this weekend. Okay. And if you want to join, want to be part of it, there's how you do it. I think there's live streaming. Go to the website. Anyway, okay. Registration, play at the door. There it is. All that stuff. VIP. Okay. That's going on. I'm not trying to make light of it. I got a lot to talk about. Stay Awake America tours this weekend in Washington, D.C. There's a group of speakers, a bunch of them. Okay, boom, got that. See you there. While we're there, JR on Saturday. It's funny how this kind of plays together. This Saturday morning, JR is on his show, Last Call. Can you pull that up there, Spence? Last Call Radio. Yeah. That's JR. He's having a guy on. By the way, it's 10 to noon every Saturday, Last Call Radio. He's having on Billy Holland. Click on that, Spencer. Click on Billy Holland. Billy Holland Ministries. What's Billy Holland going to speak about with JR? Scroll down. It's funny how this all plays together, Spencer. He's going to talk about what? UFOs. UFOs. Yeah, interesting. What are UFOs? How would aliens, if aliens all of a sudden were introduced into America, how would it affect our faith, aliens? Because the Bible says men's hearts failing them for fear for things coming upon the earth. What? Listen! For things coming upon the earth. We'll say it again real slow. For those of you in Michigan. Things, huh? Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things coming upon the earth. Okay, now I'm going to take you someplace. I can't believe, first of all, that JR is doing that on Saturday. But how about this one right now? Pull up for me. number one. Stay with me, okay? Did you guys know? Hang on. Pull up number five. Pull up number five before we go there. Something's happening here. Well, it is ain't exactly clear. Trump opens the UFO files in historic government release. Spencer, I'm not going to spend time opening all these things up. Scroll down. President Trump, going down there. UFO dump, huh? UFO file dump. Hey, things, men's hearts failing them for fear for things coming upon the earth. Trump first directed agencies in February to begin identifying, releasing government files tied to UFOs and UAPs. What's that? Unidentified, whatever the hell that would be, right? This government is big. Hey, folks. Something happening here. Scroll down a bit, Spence. You can read all this stuff. I'm not going to read it to you. For UFO counters draw growing military scrutiny. Hey, folks, when they start telling you what's going on, you ought to listen. Why all of a sudden UFO encounters are growing military scrutiny? Pentagon previously established the all-domain anomaly resolution. Click on that, Spencer. The Pentagon previously established. Look at that, folks. It's all being released. What's going on? Something happening here, but it is ain't exactly clear. Pentagon UFO rapid response teams ordered up by Congress. What are they? Rapid response teams. Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things coming upon the earth. Remember I told you this, that we live in a dimensional box. There's time here, there isn't time anyplace else. There's time here in this dimension, but there isn't time anyplace else, folks. When you die, you're outside time. You tracking with me there? Okay, go back, Spencer. Keep scrolling down. Why would the government be all of a sudden releasing this? At NASA, our job is to bring the brightest minds, the law said, and most advanced scientific instruments to bear, follow the data, and share what we've learned. And so what are they going to do? They're going to share what they've learned since supposedly they captured a UFO down in New Mexico years and years ago. This is all being released. All being released. Now pull up number five. I'm kind of confused here. Bear with me. Pull up number five. Yes, Mel, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. Men's hearts failing for fear. That's the same one you got there. Okay, now, here's what happened. Here is what happened. Man, I need 7 hours. Pull up. This is what kicked it all off. Pull up it's down to the bottom by itself. It says Pastor Perry Stone. I don't know if you knew this. I've got one from Jamie Walton. Hang on there. Don't go away. Christian pastor claims secret UFO briefings while no other faith leaders report similar meetings. If you read this, Perry Stone says that they have been getting secret briefings. Some of these pastors have been getting secret briefings about UFOs, the revealing, the unveiling, whatever. So Perry Stone makes a video about this, and boom, hang on, where is Perry Stone? I was going to try to make it. Poem number two. Go to number two. That isn't number two, is it, Spence? Okay. Ah, hell, that's not it. Which one is this? Number, go to the last one. It's not even numbered, Spencer. Is that it? Okay. Okay. Go to two. Let's try two. Number two. Perry Stone came out. Is that it? Is that what it is? Okay, play it. Perry Stone. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. His announcement, number two. Go ahead. Move it forward a little bit. See if it isn't Perry Stone telling people. Yeah, there it is. There it is. There it is. Perry Stone telling people, we've been meeting with government officials. Pastors have been meeting with government officials. UFOs are going to be exposed. Yada, 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 yada. Play just a couple minutes. That's Pastor Perry Stone. Go ahead. Just play a couple minutes of it.
Thank you. And I had no idea I'd be on a program talking about this. I mean, when we did this, it was so intriguing to me. And the gentleman, and I want to say this up front, that the gentleman who called me on a Sunday, who was in a particular state and said, I think you need to be aware of this. He said, this has got me stirred up. I'm in a meeting. There's 100 of us. It was kind of a VIP type deal. Now, there's been many meetings. Make that clear. There was meetings a few years ago. There was a few several months ago. In a lot of these cases, different individuals were invited. A lot of ministers, you know, during this time were invited. But this one was recent.
Slow down.
And my coming on that particular video, which did go viral, which that's not why I did it. I've never had that happen before, to be honest with you, to that level. But I wanted to make people aware that my concern as a 50 years of a traveling minister, I've been in ministry 50 years, is that I've always avoided, and I mean seriously, any type of quote-unquote conspiracy theory. I can remember preaching on the ashes of the red heifer in 1984. Now people are talking about it. I preached on the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, wrote a book on it in 1992. Mm. Now it's a subject everybody's talking about. And when I wrote the book, I was dealing with 35 preachers. You had Jack Van Impe, you had Grant Jeffrey, all these men were alive. And I was like the new kid on the block, and they did not quite understand where I was coming from with the Islamic Antichrist theory.
Okay, okay. Now so hang on. Okay, well, listen, folks. We've known this for years, whether we want to believe it or not. There's a cabal of Christian ministers who are not Christian. Some of you don't get it. Some of them are part of, hate to say it, secret societies. Some of these guys that you're watching on TV have been specifically groomed and planted within the Christian community to deceive America about what's going on. Somebody give me a thumbs up so I know I at least got one friend out here. Huh? We hear about the Masons and the secret societies. Amen. And yada, yada, yada. And I've said this
Amen.
Before, and I'm going to say this again so that you understand this. I don't think there's a show on the internet like this one. And nobody promotes it, but they promote Joe Rogan. They promote Tucker. They pick and choose who they tell me. You understand that? Tell me you understand that. See, there ain't nobody owning me. Nobody owns me. Does anybody own Joe Rogan? I don't know. Huh? Money talks and bullshit walks. Isn't that what they say? And so who, Hey, who elevates these TV pastors? You know, if you come here regularly, I'm constantly banging on the pastors. Because why? If the team sucks, you don't blame the players, you blame the coaches. But now we're finding out that some of these coaches have been purposely bought, groomed, and advanced for a darker, deeper agenda. Sorry. I could start naming them if you want me to. I could start naming them. You could start naming them. And so now these guys are making us aware of this government. Hey, friends, the government called in the pastors to brief the pastors on the UFO alien revealing. The government called in the pastors. Now, wait a minute, all of them? Did they call in all of the pastors? Well, Perry Stone, he was there. Who's Perry Stone? Why would they call him in? How come nobody called me? How come this has been? Hey, folks, I ain't making this up. You not believe if you don't want to. It's a great deception coming. Men's hearts failing them for fear for things that are coming upon the earth. And I've said this over and over and over. And modern American Christianity has been invaded and taken in a direction it was never intended to go by television pastors. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Who are you to judge? Jesus wants to bless you. Name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. And meanwhile, everything around you is going to hell. The devil owns everything on earth, and they've got us distracted. It ain't by accident. I'm going to open it up here in a second, okay? I'm going to open it up here. Some of you are already jumping in. It's good. Okay, are you sitting down? You talk about a guy I got to get on. I got to get Jamie Walden on. Pull Jamie Walden up. You know, Jamie's a buddy of mine. Where is it? I'm looking here. I can't find Jamie Walden. There it is, number four. Inside the secret UFO. This isn't Jamie Walton. Yes, it is. Hey, friends, this is amazing. Okay, Started about the 2-minute wall. I don't know who this guy interviewing Jamie Walden is. Maybe I should. I don't know who he is. I don't know. I know Jamie. I trust Jamie with my life. And he's a good bud. Now, are you sitting down? Because this is going to be about 10 minutes of Jamie Walden telling us what's going on. Hey, wait, one more thing, Spencer. I got to do it real quick. Keep that right there. But Spencer, pull up for me. It says the difference between extra and inter. Number one, it's very at the top. Okay, folks, they're mixing metaphors with this. They are mixing metaphors. They call them extraterrestrials. Extraterrestrial. Extra mean outside, terrestrial meaning earth. Outside the earth. Extraterrestrial. And those are not the same as interdimensional. Those aren't the same. Those are not the same. One is spiritual. One is physical. So look at the comparison down here. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. Look at the comparison. Make it a little bit bigger, Spence, if you can. What's the difference between extraterrestrial and interdimensional? Okay? You got to know this. Extraterrestrial and interdimensional beings are both mysterious entities that are believed to exist beyond our understanding of the universe. Extraterrestrials are commonly thought to be beings from other planets or galaxies. Terrestrial means land, okay? Land. So Pluto would be a land. The moon would be a land. Mars would be a land. Extraterrestrial means other planets, okay? While interdimensional beings are believed to come from alternative dimensions or realms. Remember the Bible says we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses? That they're watching us. They can see us. We can't see them because it's different dimensions. You're outside the fish tank looking into the fish tank. You can see the fish, but the fish can't see you. Those are different dimensions. They're not terrestrial. They're different dimensions. Okay. So we're compassed about. They're watching us. But we can't see them. Okay. That's interdimensional. They're trying to convince us right here, folks. Extraterrestrial. They're coming from Mars, they're coming from the moon, they're coming from wherever. No. Christians, you got to know the difference, okay? Okay, extraterrestrials are commonly thought to be from other planets or galaxies, or interdimensional beings are believed to come from alternative dimensions or realms. Both types of beings are often associated with advanced technology and intelligence. Woo, Mark Trump, AI, you're talking to a freaking computer. And it gives you a diatribe on that, right? Come on, extra, interdimensional. The subject of much speculation and fascination among those who believe in their existence. Well, extraterrestrials are typically thought to be physical beings that could possibly visit Earth. Interdimensional beings are often seen as more elusive and difficult to comprehend, existing in a realm beyond our physical reality. So they're going to tell us that there are extraterrestrials coming because they don't believe in the spiritual realm. And these things that are going to show up, they're going to tell you that they're from other planets and it's interdimensional. Boom. Somebody give me a thumbs up so they understand what I'm talking about here, right? So here's a comparison real quick. Extraterrestrials are from other planets. Interdimensionals are from other dimensions or realms. So when the Lord said things coming upon the earth, men's hearts failing for fear, was he talking about other planets or other dimensions? Typically, extraterrestrials have a humanoid or alien-like form. But in interdimensional, they vary greatly, often non-physical. Mark Trump, or energy-based.
Boom.
Travel. How do they travel? They travel through space using advanced technology. Extraterrestrials do. Interdimensionals, they travel through dimensions or portals. What? You mean when the Bible says that we open ourselves up to things? We open a door and they come in? Really? What are their interactions with humans? Well, extraterrestrials reported sightings and encounters, which, by the way, is what Trump's going to release here, he says. But interdimensional are believed to communicate telepathically or through altered states of consciousness. Whoa. Don't they call that demonic influence? Huh? Well, Mark Trump, wow. He says your flesh is the portal to your spirit. In other words, you see a naked woman and you want to go bang her. Because your eyes, oh my goodness, the windows of the soul. Sorry about banging. I meant play the drums. And what's the purpose? Exploration, observation, or potential colonization. That's why they're telling us they're coming from Mars because they want to colonize, or we want to colonize Mars. See, they've got us thinking extraterrestrial when it's interdimensional. Their purpose is guardians, guides, or entities existing outside of time and space. All right, Vinny, give me a boom.
Boom.
And so what are they going to tell us? What are they getting ready to tell us? That we're being visited from other planets. But I'm not going to read all this stuff. This is really good. Put it in the chat. So men's hearts are going to start failing them for fear, and they're going to tell us that it was from different planets. Oh, my goodness. Huh? Yeah, hey, folks! Why are they releasing the UFO files? Why are they releasing them? They want you to know they've been here a while. Those UFOs, those guys from Mars, they've been here a while. And it's not extraterrestrial. It's not from another land. It's from a different dimension. Rod Serling called it a dimension of not only sight and sound, but a mind. The twilight zone. Demons are real. They're real. One of the things I continue to harp on, and which makes people mad, I want to know why the heck our pastors won't teach us about the demonic world and how to counter it, because that's where everything is taking place. We think it's political. We won't. I'm going to get you all in here. I want you to, real quickly, okay, put this at 1.5 speed. I'll get Jamie on. Jamie's a good bud of mine. This is unbelievable. I don't know who the guy, I looked and looked to see who this guy was that interviewed him. Guy that interviewed him knew what was going on too. But put it at 1.5, and we're going to listen for about 6 or 7 minutes here of Jamie Walden explaining what's going on. Go ahead.
That were there because of what Alex Jones is saying. He says the deep state is publicly recruiting thousands of pastors to prepare their congregations for the rollout of a fake alien invasion. In this bombshell report, you will see the documents for yourself. This is a much watch share information. Now he posts a video.
Wait, who is that? That should go back and watch. Freeze it. Huh? The government's preparing pastors to prepare you for a fake invasion, a fake alien invasion. They're going to tell you it's from Mars. It's from Pluto. It's from wherever. No, it's interdimensional. Go ahead.
It's the show I did yesterday, but on this video, Perry Stone speaks about a secret meeting. He says there's tons of pastors there. He says that they talk about reptilians. He says they talk about anything, all these things. Now, I've seen your comment that you posted on Facebook. I've seen Tony and I can't remember the other two guys' names talk about this meeting. And I've seen Larry Ragland speak at this meeting. Is this the same meeting? Because it sounds like a different meeting. They're all like, all these things are being talked about that seem different. Like, so give me what's going on here, bro.
Yeah, I'll give you the breakdown, and I'll just talk as if I'm talking to you. You know, obviously, I know you have listeners tuning in, but there's a reason why I haven't, you know, publicly made any comments in particular, you know, just little things here and there about the meeting that we had. I was personally at the meeting. It was in mid-February in Tennessee, and I was at the meeting that Congressman Burleson called into, and I can clarify the reality of what's going on with all that as we get through this. But I've intentionally withheld, you know, doing anything or making any comments about it, because actually I'm pretty grossed out. I'm really grossed out by the Christian Truther movement. I'm really grossed out by the
freeze it. Slow this down. Go back about 10 seconds and listen what he's freaked out about. Go ahead.
You know, doing anything or making any comments about it, because actually I'm pretty grossed out. I'm really grossed out by the Christian Truther movement. I'm really grossed out by I'll call it a collective narcissism. I'll say this, like the biggest fallout from what's been going on social media for me is the realization of truly how late the hour is with regards to the spiritly age. I mean, every prognosticator and pundit and self-appointed gatekeeper and bouncer of all things UAP, UFO, NIH, government conspiracies came out of the woodwork and ran with things that they had no context for. They had no clue of, based off of Perry Stone's comments, or, you know, what is his now viral comment that went globally viral at that time. And as I was watching it unfold, I was like literally shaking my head. And, you know, and I'm calling Tony Merkel from the confessionals. He was there, and Larry Ragland was there. There was three of us primary pastors. There was one other local pastor there as well, too. He didn't seem to be too interested, but I'm glad he was there. And at this meeting, there was approximately, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 of us max. And only three of us were pastors, not thousands of pastors. Sorry, Mr. Jones. There were not thousands of pastors. Reptilians were never once mentioned, never once at one single time were they mentioned. And it wasn't a secret meeting. In fact, I'll give the clarifier for it. I'd been in contact with, I'll call them the briefers. They're awesome brothers. And, I love them dearly. I have a lot of respect for them. I've been in contact with them for almost 2 years now. We've met in person in Colorado, actually, after they met with David Grush and Michael Herrera. And then we met together, and I met together with, I won't say which guys, but some of those guys that are out there kind of in the front lines as far as the whistleblowing type aspect at the congressional level. And so I met with them up here in Colorado, and I had known them prior to the invite to this meeting. And let me tell you how not secretive this meeting was. This was the mandate from, I call them bros, because we have at least somewhat similar backgrounds, right? So people can fill in the blanks on that however you want. But the only thing that was secret was that some of these guys are, you know, they're still active, they're still operational. And more than anything is they're protective of their networks because they value people. And more than valuing people, the thing that was affirmed over and over and over again from the onset of any dialogue with the briefers was their sole desire to only see one name and one name alone be magnified. And that's Jesus Christ. That was the centrality of everything, was the magnification of Christ. And it wasn't the magnification of platforms or agendas or clickbaits or how quick they could get out an Instagram post or a tweet or an X post or whatever. And that's why they wanted to remain completely anonymous, because they wanted the centrality to be on Christ. So it wasn't a secret meeting by any means. In fact, I was given the mandate, we'll say for like the mandate, but you know, they said invite whoever you want to, whoever you think could benefit from this information, because it's coming down the pipeline. And they're like, and they so love Christ. I mean, one of these guys are legit warriors. And they come from very diverse backgrounds, including intelligence, but as well as things within you know, special forces community. And I won't say even,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And which special forces community? So that's kind of,
hang on. They've taken over Christianity, and they've programmed us to name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, end time, blah, 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 blah. That's what Jamie's talking about. These were not the guys that were there. Go ahead.
Their background working through the ranks up to and now. I mean, I'm talking, I could give you all the bona fides, because we were given all the bona fides as far as the different programs, different presidents they've worked under, and SAPs and CAPs and dark projects and heads, you know, you have CENTCOM, SOUTHCOM, whatever comms that they were in charge of at different points in their careers. And the centrality of their desire was to gather whoever had ears to hear, to give them the legitimate didactic objective information through their longitudinal study and research and finding, not in an official, they've operated in official government capacities. And that's why, you know, what he them on to even digging deep into this stuff, but they weren't operating in an official government capacity, but they were government officials, but not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're absolutely.
They're not speaking on behalf of the government, but having worked in government, just like myself, you get networked in, you get to rub shoulders with different people from different communities, from human to SIGINT to space intelligence to whatever, blah, 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 to different special forces communities. You bump into guys that have maybe run particular missions in Afghanistan or Iraq or elsewhere. They've done counter narcotics, counter trafficking, counter whatever. And then a lot of times, you know, within these communities, they get pulled into the private sector. A lot of times, oftentimes into the primes. Actually, one of the primary communities they like to draw from a lot is actually GBs, the Green Berets. And the reason why they draw from the Green Berets is because they're used to operating out from a kind of a more independent operator based thing as they conduct different insurgencies and coin ops in foreign theaters.
Put it in the chat. I'm not going to spend the rest of the time. This is so good. And Jamie said that there is a network of God-fearing, Jesus first, glory to God, pastors that are out there. They're out there. But he's also going to tell you this. Your pastor probably ain't one of them. Infiltration. Infiltration. The devil has infiltrated American Christianity. They've given us a Christianity that is not Christianity. Are you with me? Look, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. This is an hour and some long, right? And that's what's that old saying? I'll try to find it. The pulpits are responsible. And I know it's like a broken record. I say it every day. I'm telling you, friends, the pulpits are responsible. For everything that's going on here, the pulpits are responsible. But you know what? Sorry, Judd ain't crazy. Judd ain't crazy. Gerald Ford, the Masonic, they have infiltrated America's pulpits. And they're teaching delusions. Teaching us delusions. So the great delusion is going to be one of the great delusions. I got more here. I'm going to open it up. Huh? Men's heart's going to fail them for fear for things coming upon the earth. Did you hear that? Coming upon the earth. Coming upon the earth, outside the earth realm, not planets, spirits. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but they're mighty through God to pulling down those strongholds, infiltrate, not inter, not extraterrestrial. Interdimensional. Friends, you are a spirit, you live in a body, and you possess a soul. They're after your soul through your spirit, man. I can't make it. And churches are full of places where people are gone to have their spirit man tickled. And have the spirit man told that if you do this and this, you'll get healthy, wealthy, and wise, which is absolutely the opposite of the kingdom of God. So, like it or not, I feel a little bit vindicated because I've been telling you. The ones that are supposed to be leading the charge have been infiltrated. And they're teaching a different gospel. Come on in, Vinny. Okay, I'll shut up for a few minutes. I'm not nearly done. Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, because they're still playing word games with us, right? The word extraterrestrial, it actually refers to the rest of the planet that we don't know about. If you look up at the moon is a map of our planet, right? It's a snapshot, it's flipped and inverted. And if you concentrate on a certain area, you'll see the six continents that we know about. You can't see the ice ring of Antarctica because it won't show up. The water won't show up on the moon. Land masses do though. And there's a whole bunch of other land masses on the side. That's where the extraterrestrials are coming from.
Yeah. Do you understand what Vinny's saying? Folks, it's not extraterrestrial. There are places on the earth that we're not even allowed to go. We're not allowed to go to Antarctica. Just do some research. Didn't know we were going to go there. Just do some research on General Byrd when he went to Antarctica. You can't go there. Why? Huh? Why? 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 We go to the moon. You ain't going to go to Antarctica. Why? Portals, baby. Portals. Well, I'm sorry if this... Dale! Dale, well, you gotta watch... Hey, Dale, watch that thing with Jamie Walden. It's really something, man.
Well, Coach, all you got to do is go back and watch my Sunday morning Mother's Day message. You know how I spent the first half of it? I opened with this. This is Elon Musk. He says, if I was aware of the slightest evidence of aliens, I would immediately post it on X. This would be the most viewed post of all time. We've got 9,000 satellites up there, and we've never had to maneuver around an alien spaceship yet. Now watch this. Revelations chapter 12, 4, Revelations chapter 12, 9, and understanding the words mean something. And it talks about the great dragon, the serpent, the devil, and he was casted down. Not to the earth, but it is the proper says into the earth, Coach. Two times in Revelation chapter 12, it was casted down into the earth, Coach. And it says, and then the last days, it said, these things, they're going to do signs and wonders of the earth that they might even deceive the elect's sake. Now, and then I talked about, this is my message Sunday, Coach. And then I talked about General Byrd, right? That famous admiral from World War II. Why we can't go to Antarctica? Why are all the militaries of the world? Because, see, they already... because they were casted into the earth. There's more sightings of them coming out of the ocean, and than flying in the skies, Coach.
Spencer, real quick. Keep going, Dale. Dale, keep going. Spencer, pull up Genesis 6. Go ahead, Dale.
And then I said this also, Coach. Not all pastors are bad. I said you also need to read the Book of Enoch, which used to be part of the Bible, then was taken out, that Jesus quoted, that John the disciple quoted. I said, and it talks about the Nephilims in Genesis chapters. Coach, that was my first 15 minutes of my message, because I see what is in the headline, what is important, what people are thinking, and I want to give a biblical perspective. And then here's the last thing, and this is Pastor Josh Howerton that you posted the other day. You were talking about, look, he's a great guy. He said, this has been documented, that people who have been abducted, right, by these aliens, when they invoke the name of Jesus, the abduction ceases immediately. Yes, I'm done. Sir.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm gonna show you something right here, right? Huh? Let this be the earth. That's stupid. Can you guys see this? Let's say this is the earth. All right. Now, I don't know if you can see this or not. You can't. There's a little thing on top of it. Huh? Would you say, help me out here? Words mean things. Is that thing on top of this tape? Is that in the tape or on the tape? Betty, is that in the tape or on the tape?
On.
It's on the tape. It's on the tape. Everybody sees that, right? And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives. Verse 4, there were giants in the earth. Not on it. Huh?
What I just said, Coach.
In the earth on those days, and also after. Giants are in the earth through portals, folks. Through portals. Call me nuts. Call me nuts. Judah.
Coach, you are going to space and beyond where no man has gone before. This is absolutely fire for any Christian that understands the word and is listening. And what's so amazing is how close we are to it all, right here in the great state of Ohio.
Dude,
a great shakening is happening in Ohio. And what's so wild is to think that Fake Life Church, Gary Cassie, painted a space odyssey on the side of his church these last couple of years. At the same time, his son, who's got all the problems in the world right now, that's coming to light here soon, but traveling out to California to visit Katy Perry. So you got this pastor's son hanging with Katy Perry while she's releasing records like Bon Appetit where they're doing the eating of people.
Amen.
And Dark Horse, where they revolution the Illuminati.
A daughter of two pastors, by the way. Katy Perry, go ahead.
And by the way, Perry Stone frequents at their church.
Katy Perry and Perry Stone.
And oh, by the way, the Cassis, Gary at least, is a graduate of where? Oral Roberts University. So interesting. It's so fascinating. It's so fascinating.
All right, Judd, quit connecting those dots. Come on in, Craig, quickly. Then George.
Well, there's a reason why I had the 80 Psalms starting on May 10th, okay? Because we need to be in prayer for the next 80 days. I believe Bird went 1947. You had 80 years, 2027. Okay, so this is going to be a spiritual thing. It's a manifestation. It's the visualization of things that have been here and are coming here, to Dale's point. Mm-hmm. Lastly, I've explained this several years ago. Noah was born in the year 1056. Add 4,900 years, which is 70 Jubilee, you know, 70 times 70 generations, 1954, when Eisenhower made the deal. Another 70-year agreement is now over. That ended in 2024. You are now seeing the results.
Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things coming upon the earth. Thank you, Mr. Numbers. George. Morning, George.
Thank you, Coach. Yep. The reason is this. Change the words, change the world. And they did. Genesis 1, 6, and 7 on the very first page of the Bible. 1, 6 says, and God separated, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And 7, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were made under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. 8, and God called the firmament heaven. Okay, the firmament's heaven in the King James Bible now. We go to the NIV, 6 and 7, and God said, let there be an expanse. Doesn't say firmament, expanse. He changed it. They changed it in the NLT and said, God said, let there be space. And when it says, and God called it heaven, they said it called it sky in the NLT and the NIV, and God, and they said they called it, and God called the water sky. So they're not calling it the firmament, okay? The firmament is heaven. That's what the Bible says. They don't want us to know where that's at.
Okay, second. So time out, George. George, time out.
Yeah.
So now my, what do you want me to do?
What I want you to know is this. The earth is flat. Daniel?
Okay, so George, now what do you want me to do?
Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Okay, well, I want you to help me form the 144 vessels that are going to cross the ice wall, and it's called the Real McCoy, Operation the Real McCoy, not with an L, because the Hatfields and the McCoys. We're going to go right across the ice wall. There's an opening at 1:30, 3 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, Serpent's Gate, 1:30. At one time, go through all of them. Trump can't stop it all. He's annexing Greenland. Right now, he's militarily taking over Greenland. Go to windy.com, hit satellite, back out, and you're going to see what he's doing. He's forcing all the weather straight to Greenland militarily, smoking them out, just like they did to engines here in America, right? Smoking them out. That's what's going on. That's
windy.com. Windy, W-I-N-D-Y.com.
Hit satellite. Right, windy.com, hit satellite. And then back it out, and you're going to see. Hit the button called satellite. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Now, back it out. See that right there, that little loop that's going straight to Greenland? Every single day, believe me, for the past 9 months, I've been watching this. Distilled white vinegar changes the weather. This, we're in an enclosed system. The firmament's 385,500 feet up. You simmer distilled white vinegar, and it reverse ionizes the air up there, and it bust chemtrails up, and they
okay,
all know.
Okay, George, you're dragging me into the weeds.
It's a lot
you're
of
dragging me into the weeds. Period. What do you want me to do?
Let's form the Real McCoy. We're going to take 140 vessels across that ice wall because he's bombing Iran for shipping lanes. The shipping lanes are the center of the earth. That's what it's all going down about. You can pull up Rupes Nigra, RUPESNIGRA.
Now, people ain't going to do it. Put it in the chat.
Okay. But I'm just telling you, it's Daniel Chuck, the magnet, they're hiding that right there because it's for shipping lanes. It takes 2 weeks to go that way than around the South Horn of Africa. If you type in undersea communication cables, you're going to see the truth. Undersea communication cables, that's how. They don't make undersea communication cables. 95% of all communication is done undersea cables. That is the how Japan got to us, Pearl Harbor, same map.
Wendy.com. RJ, come on in. Thanks, George.
All right.
RJ.
Yeah, Coach, I was trying to remember the name of this group. It was slipping my mind until I thought of it this morning. You know, we had the clergy response teams that were formed up back to come against.
No kidding.
Remember that group that were there
to
report?
Would that be the same group? Would that be the same group that got everybody to take the COVID shot? Yeah, probably would be. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Where were these guys when it came to COVID taking the shot, following the pandemic lockdown, shut your church, all them. So it'd be good to get the list of them and see how it compares with these guys that are following the government line. Just start laying that out. Franklin Graham was saying take the shots. Now, what's he about, really?
And what's he about?
Was it fast money in his case? Is he still a believer, but he wanted the money? Some of them are compromised and didn't know it.
Okay, come on. I got to get something in here real quick. Hang on. I see y'all. But I got to get this into you. Pull up for me number three. I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to connect it, okay? Dr. Stephen Greer on the difference between extraterrestrial and interdimensional. And it started, where did I say to start it, Dr. Spence?
Things I think is dangerous about that. Is that if you don't have enough knowledge to make a discernment of it, you put them all together, and there you're lost. Now you're lost forever. I think this is why Tucker Carlson, who's a conservative talk show host, he's been going around saying, well, the aliens are demons, and they're demonic, and they're... because he has been targeted with that same crowd of disinformation people, with this combination of UFOs, and that's why I don't like the term NHI or non-human intelligence. Well, non-human is what? Dolphins? Some say they're more intelligent than humans. Wouldn't be hard to be. Cetaceans? Something from another dimension? Someone from another planet? So I think the lack of clarity on the language is actually deliberate, and I think it's done to confuse people. And to confuse the phenomena, plural. So you have multiple phenomena going on, all being talked about as if it's the same thing. Not helpful at all. In fact, it's very harmful. And I love when I was at the Vatican years ago, when Pope John Paul was Pope, his senior theologian, a great guy named Monsignor Balducci, and he said, neither angels nor demons need flying saucers. And it was so simple, and he was a demonologist. He was like the top demonologist at the Vatican. You know, kind of creepy stuff. But he says no, it is totally separate. And
okay, but, so you can cut it off. Put it. You can watch it later. Different between interdimensional and extraterrestrial, folks. They are selling us extraterrestrial rather than interdimensional. And until we understand what's going on, it's none of it's going on. Want to make sense. None of it's going to make sense to us. RJ.
I'll go ahead. My hand was out by cell from before.
Okay. Hey, Mark Trump, what do you think, Mark? Because you, Mark, you deal in this artificial intelligence, the so-called. What's your perspective on it, Mark? What's going on? Assume he's in there. He texts me. He'll get in. Jeff Klein, go ahead. For new people first. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, just want to say that Dr. Greer, He has got a lot of information. He's busting the government's chops on this stuff. They have him on Newsmax at least 3 or 4 times a week in the evenings. They're bringing this guy on, and he is just...
Hey, Jeff, let me know. Are they talking about this stuff in your church?
No.
Anybody? They talking about this in anybody's church out there? They talking about this stuff? Don't say Dale.
Yeah, they're in my church. My pastor's been on it.
Good, huh?
Howard Hatcher's been on it big time. He's been on the singularity and several things related to this.
Yep, we don't understand any of it at all. Go ahead, Dale and Craig.
Well, Coach, real quick, this is another thing I shared. I mean, maybe it's too simple, I guess, very common in laity. In Genesis chapter 6, what were those fallen angels doing? Having relations, make reproduction. This is another thing that's being busted out right now, is that they are trying to take the DNAs from some of these creatures that they have gotten and implant them into these women that they have, like we do for sex trades and all this other stuff. They are trying to clone them, Coach. This is Jesus says, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the second coming of man. Coach, the only thing is coming from the outers is when Jesus comes in all of his great glory and all of his power, and he rents the heavens. But, Coach, we are seeing those things happen right now. They are trying to reproduce exactly these things. These things were casted into the earth, and we're beginning to see them, Revelation 13, that even the elect's sake will be what? Deceived.
Deceived. Amen. Come on in, Craig.
Can't stop calling it artificial intelligence. It's alien intelligence.
Alien intelligence.
The vessel.
Hang on. The spirit world is real. The spirit world can enter into the natural world. We still don't understand that. Go ahead, Craig.
You've built them a vessel. You've built the alien. Artificial intelligence. When we say alien intelligence, okay, it's spiritual intelligence. Okay, you've created the vessel for them to communicate with men. Okay, we've played the Witch of Endor. In other words, we built the body for the fallen entities to come back and speak to humanity and run our world. So it's not artificial. But the thing I want to get back to is, okay, when Kennedy made his speech, remember he made a speech, he said, you know what, there's this thing called the military industrial complex. Okay, see, I thought it was, that's Bell Copters, right? Because they made a lot of money, thousands of helicopters, a lot of American soldiers got shot down in Vietnam, made a lot of money. No. Who did Kennedy replace? Eisenhower. Eisenhower made a deal with the fallen entities for military technology, and he followed Eisenhower. And when he was spilling the beans, it wasn't just 322 Skull and Bones of George Bush who was part of the thing. It wasn't just the Masons. It was the spirits behind that. The military-industrial complex has to do with the fallen entities that Eisenhower made a deal with.
Yeah, and then they raised up Kenneth Copeland and all these name-it-claim-it, blab-it-and-grab-it pastors, and they put them on satellite TV, and they changed the entire gospel of the kingdom. Happened right in front of us. Come on in, Judah.
Coach, you nailed it right on the head. And then you got people that are wearing these little funky masks, doing little seance dances, going in circles. Oh, by the way, I'm talking about Mitt Romney. he left his politician seat. I wonder why. But that whole Mormon Latter-day Saints church sect is all waiting on their spaceships.
Oh my goodness, huh?
What do you say? The saying, the deceive saying. There's it's come to me. But the deception is real.
And it's real.
These guys are all deception in it.
And fear.
Huh? Oh my.
Hey folks. Simple question, I'm doubling back, okay? Why wouldn't every pastor in America be talking about this? This is a frontal assault on Christianity. Tell me you see this, right? Extraterrestrial, interdimensional, alien. It's a frontal assault. on Christ, on Christianity. And the churches have swallowed it. Now look, they aren't bad people. Pastors aren't bad people. They believed a lie. And what is that lie? Come to church, I'll preach to you, and you leave and you'll feel better. You'll feel better. You'll love people and all that kind of stuff. And maybe if you're still around, you'll get raptured out of here and it'll all be really, really great. When the Bible says, occupy till I come, go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even till the end of the age. And there's not a church, one church in 10,000 that do any of that. Because why? Our pastors have been captured. Not on purpose. Who told you that? Why do you believe them? It's really where we are. I got 4 minutes. Craig, go ahead. Hey, hang on.
My hand was left up.
Okay. Is your hand up or not? Okay.
No.
Okay. Take it down then. So listen. I'm an old coach. I'm old. I spent my life coaching people. I spent my entire life developing a game plan and executing the game plan. That's what I did. And if I did a good enough job on it, it showed up on Friday night. And sometimes I did a good enough job, but the other team was just better. We didn't win. But win or lose, we began that next morning, Sunday morning, Saturday, whenever the game was, we began that next morning to prepare for the next team. Because we were going to have an engagement out on that field. And we're going to win or lose based on the development of our team. The game plan. How well have I coached them? When the game was over, if we won, they carried me off the field. And if we lost, they threw tomatoes at me. And what has happened to us in America and in the pulpits, the pastors want to be carried off the field for giving good messages when they need to be thrown some tomatoes. And as long as we make Christianity non-invasive. I heard that, Lord. I heard that. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. And violent men take it by force. Now, see, you got a bad. The media has programmed you into what the word violent means. You know something? If somebody attacks my house, and somebody attacks my family, and I'm out there and I got a club and I'm clubbing them away, people are going to be cheering my violence. There are some things we should be violent against. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force, meaning what? You got to stand up and push back and fight back and use all your weapons, and you got to take it back.
Amen.
And we can't take it back because we are ready for evacuation. Well, I'm not here to argue whether or not there's a rapture. I'm not even talking about that. You're on the freaking field. Pastor, you're on the damn field. Get your team ready. I'm not. No. Come to Jesus. You'll be healthy, wealthy, and alive. Oh, you have the best life ever. In fact, Joel Osteen wrote a book, Your Best Life Now. Just curious. Who made Joel Osteen famous? See you tomorrow.